Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Sunday, June 28th, and we are delighted to have Ed Slott. He is a retirement and IRA and tax expert. His website is irahelp.com. Yesterday, we talked about all those folks who have waited to the bitter end, to the July 15th deadline to file their taxes. Today, we are going to talk about retirement accounts because, Ed, as you said yesterday, the extension to July 15th also applies to not only the tax return filing date, but also for IRA and Roth IRA contributions for 2019. Does it also apply to all those medical savings accounts and HSAs?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about the required minimum distributions for 2020. What is the deal now?
All right. Under the CARES Act, this is the relief for the COVID-19, they were all waived for 2020. Anything due in 2020 was waived. Now, people are a little confused about this. Like one of the questions we get even from advisors, what about beneficiaries who take RMDs? Those are waived. What about people who turned 70 and a half last year in 2019 and had till April 1st this year to take their first RMD? Didn't take anything in 2019. So their first one, even though it was for 2019, is also waived. And so is their second one, which is due in 2020. That's waived. If somebody died in 2020, the year of death distribution, and by the way, under the tax code, death gets you out of pretty much anything except RMDs. Even after you're dead, you still have to take them. A beneficiary actually takes them, and those are waived too if there was a death in 2020 and the RMD wasn't taken. So those are also waived, and inherited IRAs and inherited Roth IRAs, RMDs, are waived.
And it's not like you have to take two next year.
No,
it's
as no, it has.
The year, right? Like, so 2020 never happened, according to the IRS.
You disregard it. That's a common question. Do I have to double up next year? Absolutely not.
What happens if you already took your RMD?
That's the big question. And I believe IRS will provide relief, maybe any day now, because I think they're coming up against the July 15th estimated tax deadline. For example, the problem with the CARES Act, it was enacted at the end of March, 3 months into the year, and made retroactive back to the beginning of the year. So some people took their RMD, say, in January, never realizing they'd be waived. Now the question is, can I put them back? And then you run up against all these rules. Right now, I don't even want to say right now, because when people hear this broadcast, the rules may change by then. So you're going to have to see if the rules apply to you. My prediction is that IRS will let people return those unwanted RMDs unless you're a beneficiary. Beneficiary RMDs cannot be returned. IRS doesn't have the authority to fix that. That would have to take a law change. And if you violated the once per year IRA rollover rule, if you took an IRA rollover, IRA to IRA in the last 12 months, you can't put it back, so you can't return it. But other than those situations, I think it will come soon and IRS will let people put those unwanted RMDs back. And why do you want to do that? To eliminate the tax bill. And that's why you're coming up against this July 15th deadline, because if you can't eliminate the tax bill, you better pay in the estimated taxes to account for it. So I think at some point before July 15th, maybe well before, that's why it could be any day soon, IRS will provide relief. Do I have inside information? No. But I have history. And 10 years ago, or more than 10 years, when they had the 2008 debacle, financial crash, they waived RMDs, if you remember, for 2009. And the same thing happened. And IRS came out later in the year with relief saying anybody can return them. So I have a feeling they'll do the same thing here.
Ed, a lot of people who were maybe using that required minimum distribution, that was almost like a prompt that they would use the qualified charitable distribution, meaning that they could take their money out of their retirement account and push it over to a charity directly. Has anything changed around the QCD for this tax year, 2020?
No, but it's a good question because the RMD age was raised to 72, but the QCD age remains at 70 and a half. So the question is, people say, can I still do them even if there are no RMDs to offset? Of course you could still do them, and you should. It's a great way to give to charity, the best way, because it's excluded from income, whether or not you're taking RMDs.
Okay. Now, when we go back in time for a moment, remember that whole SECURE Act that seemed like the biggest deal in the world at the end of last year? Just remind me, required minimum distribution now has increased to age 72. That's for whom?
All right, forget about the age. Look at your birth certificate or whatever, your birthday. Anybody born after June 30th, 1949. In other words, if you are 70 and a half already in 2019, you don't qualify. It's for people turning 70 and a half in 2020. So it would be anybody born after June 30th, 1949 can use age 72.
Okay. What about somebody who is not a spouse who inherits an IRA? What are the new rules from the SECURE Act?
All right. There's no such thing for those beneficiaries as what we used to call a stretch IRA, where they can go out 40 or 50 years, or a grandchild, because they're so young, could go out 70 years. The tax law, the SECURE Act you're talking about, did away with all of that for anybody who inherits in 2020. If you inherited in 19, you're grandfathered under the old rules. Most beneficiaries will get a 10-year rule. In other words, after they inherit, the account, the inherited account, has to be emptied by the end of the 10th year after death. But unlike the old system where you had to take RMDs each year as a beneficiary, you don't have to take anything until the end of the 10th year. So you have the flexibility. Actually, it's not a bad system. In years you're in a high bracket, maybe don't take. In years you're in a low bracket, take more or spread it out over the 10 years. All you have to know as a beneficiary, at the end of the 10th year after death, that account better be zero. Otherwise, you're subject to a 50% penalty on the amount you didn't take. Now, there are some people exempt from the 10-year rule if you're what the tax law named an eligible designated beneficiary, but that's not most people. Mainly, that's the spouse. The spouse is exempt from anything. The spousal rules haven't changed. They're grandfathered. They're the same as they were before. But there are other categories of people who do get the stretch, like a minor beneficiary. But the reason I say that's not most people, what are the odds of somebody like dying at age 80 having a 12-year-old child, unless you're Tony Randall or something?
That was the only one I could think of.
Right. So it's not grandchildren. People think, oh, it's a minor beneficiary. No, not grandchildren, your children. So there's not many in that category. And then there are special exceptions if you're a disabled beneficiary or chronically ill, or if you're around the same age as the IRA owner, within 10 years, you still get the stretch. So really, only the spouse is going to benefit there. Most people will get the 10-year rule. No more stretch IRA. Congress wanted its money faster.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk a little bit about, before we go, the changes to some of the rules regarding retirement accounts as a result of COVID-19. You know, it's weird. I have mixed emotions about this, Ed, because on one hand,
me too.
Of course, people need help, but the rules could really allow people to go into their retirement accounts and take a lot
of
money out.
It's not good. So, it's not good. I totally agree with you. I'm on the same page as you. It sounds great, but really, you're taking from your own retirement account. It should be a last resort. That's what people don't understand. Everybody's saying, oh, it's a free lunch. You get all. No, you're just able, you know, if you qualify, if you're sick with the virus or you had what they call adverse financial consequences, lost your job, furloughed, laid off, lost the business, all of those things, and you need money. Yes, it's a good relief provision. You can get into your retirement account without a penalty, without the 10% penalty. You could spread the income. You still pay the tax, but you could spread the income over 3 years and you could repay it back. But remember, once you take, if you can't repay it back, what's going to be for retirement? If you're really in dire straits and need that money, maybe you have creditors coming after you and you can't pay your bills. You know, that money in your 401k and IRA may be creditor protected. The minute you take it out, you won't get it. It'll be exposed and the creditors will grab it. If anything, if you need money and you hopefully have other sources, use money that's not creditor protected. The last thing you want to do is take money out and expose it.
That's a great point. So let's just go through the rule. There's no 10% early distribution penalty. So that's if you're under age 59 and a half for up to $100,000 from your IRA, your 401k, your 403b. Now, does the tax have to be spread evenly over 3 years?
No, you may be in a very low bracket. Maybe you lost a lot of income. I reported all at very low rates this year.
And you can put the money back in. I presume there's going to be some crazy amount of forms.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they just issued new guidance on this a few days ago. You have 3 years to put the money back. But one of the good breaks that just came out, let's say in my example, you took 60, but you only have to report 20, 20, and 20. So you reported the first 20. And remember, we're in 2020. We're talking about your 2020 taxes. You would have to include $20,000 in income. But let's say hopefully things turn around and you can repay that 20. You don't have to repay it till the due date of your 2020 tax return, plus extensions. So you actually have until October 15, 2021 to repay that part you took in 2020, the part that would have been includable in income, without having to pay the tax on it.
Okay. The last part of this, some of the retirement issues around the coronavirus, is you can actually take loans against your company plans, right? You can now take $100,000.
If you qualify, again, you have to qualify under the same conditions as the coronavirus-related distributions. In other words, you have to be diagnosed, spouse or dependent or quarantined, laid off, all of that stuff. You still have to qualify. And there are no loans from IRAs. So we're only talking about 401ks, company plans, and they have to allow loans. They don't have to. In other words, it only works if they permit the loans. They don't have to.
And let's talk about the repayment of this loan. So I take out, let's just say I've got $400,000 in my retirement account. My spouse is laid off. I want to take out $50,000. I take the money out. Now, when do I have to pay that money back?
All right. Normally, you pay it back over a set period, quarterly, over 5 years. But under the Special CARES Act, loan repayments that are due between March 27th and December 31st, 2020 can be suspended for 1 year if the plan allows this.
So how do you feel about someone who says, let's just say a couple, like one of us can take a loan versus taking the distribution? Is there one that's better in your mind if you really are in bad straits?
The distribution is better because if you can't repay a loan, you get stuck with the tax and a 10% penalty. If you can't repay the coronavirus-related distribution, you only pay the tax, and it could be spread over 3 years.
Ed Slott is a retirement and IRA expert. His website is called irahelp.com. Ed, want to thank you so much for joining us, as always, making sense of all these rules in such a crazy time. For all of you who need more information, I'm going to try to do a little quick blog post about what you should do if you haven't filed your taxes yet and some of these retirement rules. It'll be on the website, jillonmoney.com. Just go there at some point this weekend. You can always sign up for our free weekly newsletter. That would be wonderful. And don't forget, of course, that you want to wash your hands and wear your masks and maintain that distancing and do something nice for someone. Put your hands on someone's back. Thanks again to Ed Slott. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer, the best in the world, I might add. And we are distributed by Cadence 13. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.